Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for moving on informational interventions. If you allow me, let me begin by thanking all of those who have come forward with strong messages of support to the Norwegian people following the horrific terror attacks in Norway on Friday. To know that the world supports us gives strength to all Norwegians. Now that support and attention, and dare I say media attention, should be directed towards the Horn of Africa, where life is equally precious. Today I represent the government of a small nation in bottomless mourning. However, I am inspired by my Prime Minister, Jens Stoltenberg, who, upon standing face to face with a politically motivated massacre of kids and young people, said the following: "We will confront this terror with more democracy, more openness, and more humanity." Norway's role as a humanitarian and development actor is defining for us as a nation. Therefore, we thank France and the FAO for this timely initiative. The famine in Somalia and the humanitarian crisis in the Horn of Africa demand a quick and coordinated effort by the international community, the UN and its humanitarian partners. Norway has so far in 2011 contributed approximately $50 million in humanitarian assistance to the UN and its partners in the Horn of Africa, and we are more than ready to contribute more. We call for a clear strategy, improved coordination, and stronger efforts to reach the most in need in Somalia. The UN has the key role in this and must continue to take the lead. Central to the challenge is politics. We encourage all to explore all ways to ensure access. This is not the time to be risk averse. We must consider ways in which to engage in dialogue with Al-Shabaab. All groupings in Somalia must take responsibility in the fight against the famine. We also call upon the Somali diaspora to contribute to this. We are pleased to see the active participation of IGAD, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, here today, and we recommend that IGAD, in cooperation with the UN and the international community, takes the lead in ensuring concerted actions in the region. The papers presented to this meeting give a comprehensive view of the good cooperation between the Rome-based agencies and food security and agricultural development. This vital cooperation has expanded and deepened and has been supplemented by the High-Level Task Force on Global Food Security, which has brought in the World Bank system and other important players to work together for long-term food security. The twin-track approach spelled out in the updated Comprehensive Framework for Action, as well as the five Rome Principles for Food Security, clearly recommend how we should proceed. Now we must all consider how we can contribute to taking this forward. The first step and the precondition for success are strong national and regional ownership and leadership. The Rome-based agencies are well-placed with their expertise and comparative advantages to play the leading role in a reinvigorated and well-coordinated strategy. This is the time to show a surge of humanity, even when faced with political forces with questionable intentions. This is no time to be risk averse. Thank you very much.